This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. All right. My pillow, $25 special for wedding gifts, for gifts for yourself. Two pillows, $25. I mean, they're just doing these amazing blowouts right now for $25. Go check it out. MyPillow.com. Code word is Kate. What a wonderful sponsor they've always been to my show and Free Speech. And you can catch us on the Roku at night on Frank Speech and also on Rumble. We film the show. And of course, I've got Dr. Pesta. I've got Uncle Milty. Make sure you get over to donewithdebt.com and give anyone you know that has credit card problems right now, as far as just tacking on way too much credit. We're going in so deep on credit cards to try to make it because the wages aren't there. And so if that's you, they can help negotiate a lower rate for you. It's awesome. Donewithdebt.com. Highly recommend these guys. I've got Uncle Milty here, and let's open the phone lines. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You can call up. We'll take your call. I just, for your thoughts on Israel, on Iran, on and the thing is I'm very neutral to the whole thing because I just want to keep this very kind of critical analysis of it. And the parts don't add up. It's just strange. And we said that going out of the break, but for me, it's all these pieces. Like you said, things were coordinated before October, right? So strange. Anyway.
Yes, you're exactly right. And again, I think it bears watching how these plutocrat billionaires are sponsoring this. I mean, you said something important. I teach college for a living. I am a working university professor. Mm-hmm. You're damn right, Kate, when you say that most of our college kids are too stupid to orchestrate the kind of coordinated stuff that's going on the campuses. Now, this is completely somebody way above their pay grade.
Right. I mean, yes, there are exceptions, but yes, for the most part, pronoun seeking, highly offended, overly sensitive college students don't suddenly become militant. Well, go ahead, Uncle Milty.
If they were smart enough to organize it, they'd be smart enough not to get involved.
or as I said in the previous segment, if they were smart enough to know the history of the Middle East, you'd wash your hands out of everybody go to class for a change.
That's so true. There's just so many different hits going on. Let's talk about the trials for just a minute, too. I wanted to get your take on this, too.
Well, I mean, it is interesting that what's going on in New York, if this was happening to a Democrat, oh, my God, this would be a huge outrage. You literally have a group of prosecutors at the state level who are manipulating with the help of a judge, a sitting judge, to find Trump guilty of something he actually isn't accused of.
Right.
This is absolutely unfolding on TV for us to watch. And
it's crazy town.
Where are the serious people screaming about this, regardless of who you want to vote for?
That's so true. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there.
Hi.
First time I've ever gotten to talk to Duke Pesta.
Nice.
Nice to hear you.
Nice.
But this stuff, these protests in these paid, organized, you know, uprisings in college campuses, I think this is a prelude to the summer 2024, just like the summer of 2020. Mm. Keep in mind that George Floyd incident didn't occur until May 25th.
Mm.
I think they're ramping things up, and I think there's going to be it's going to be a summer of chaos that will make 2020 pale in comparison.
Ooh, okay, you might have a point, sir. Thank you for that. Yeah. I love it. Thank you. And the point is when Airbnb put out that notice, June the 6th, they said after June the 6th, there are certain things they were going to do different there, you know, and they won't cover for the ability to, you can't fly, lockdowns, you know, could be all kinds of different various things happening around us. So after June 6th, it was a really weird date to cherry pick. Uncle Milty?
You know, Leo Terrell said something about the trial today that was perfect, really. Mm-hmm. You know, their prosecution's main witness is Michael Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
And Leo Terrell says when the prosecution puts him on the stand and mm-hmm. does their thing, mm-hmm. and then the defense attorney comes up for cross-examination, all his first question has to be is, how many times have you taken the oath to tell the truth, and how many times have you lied? And end the case.
It's a circus.
End the case, right?
And to bring Michael Cohen and Stormy up again, I mean, they're really fishing. Go ahead, Pesta. Oh, my gosh.
No, I agree with what you guys are saying. And the caller made a great, great point. So mm-hmm. nice to hear you from your caller. But I think he made a great point. Chaos is mm-hmm. always beneficial to the left, not the right.
Right.
Because the right is all about control and order and peace and law and constitution and freedom and liberty. But when you have this kind of anarchy, you would think that would benefit conservatives. But I think what we've seen recently, that was, remember what the founding father said, as long mm-hmm. as you have an educated and a moral public, mm-hmm. then you can keep the republic. And I think we've hit on something here. It is the mass ignorance that we have created in the public schools and the colleges over the last 40 years that has now created a place, a worldview, where the more chaos, the more you blame it on the institution, mm-hmm. not the revolutionaries. I think this is the biggest problem we have. We have convinced people that when somebody hates government, when they hate the Constitution, they hate the founding of the country, they hate free market capitalism, mm-hmm. they hate liberty. Now that's the fault of liberty, not the fault of the person complaining. And I think our college kids, I'm not backing down from what I said. They are largely too stupid to realize that just because somebody hates you doesn't mean you've done something wrong. Mm-hmm. Just because you got a bunch of kids screaming about how evil America is, these kids know nothing about how much worse it is in most other countries.
Yeah.
That balance has tipped, right,
mm-hmm.
towards ignorance. That ignorance is what's going to be the death of us.
That is the truth.
Yep.
100%. Yep. I sure love this country. And, you know, you don't see people our age down there. You don't see people joining in. You don't see, it's very contained, highly contained. Columbia is a intelligence feeder. It's a CIA feeder to their programs and stuff. And it's kind of amazing that most of the hubbub is around that. But also the fact that we're looking at a situation where you don't have anybody but the college students voicing this really. And even if you see a couple of adults or some adults do this, I think it's very coerced. I think it's very like BLM-ish. It's all coordinated for sure. Yeah.
What a way to end the show.
Yeah.
What a way to end the show on what you just said. 2024 is the year that BLM becomes pro-Palestine. It doesn't really matter what the cause is.
Bingo.
It's the ruckus that matters, mm-hmm. not the name of it.
Oh, bingo. We should just have silence from here to the music because that was exactly right.
Yep.
And, you know, the majority of this country loves this country and wants it back. We'll keep fighting. Uncle Milty, Dr. Pesta, Dr. Duke Pesta, thank you so much. Of course, be faithful, be fearless, and you know, we'll see you next week, of course. Or not next week, tomorrow. Oh my gosh, I'm tired. Tomorrow, okay? Mel Madison joins us too. Everybody have a great night.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Hey everybody, just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305, record day before, to compared to $2,271. Gold is going up, and as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount, so it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time, get in before it achieves that. You're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. So good to have you listening. And we've got Dr. Pesta, we got Uncle Milty here, and boy, the headlines. And I honestly cannot wait. I got to have Dr. Pesta, right, to weigh in on this. You're on a campus, and initially the headlines were sweeping the nation. And then all of a sudden you get in the article and it's 5 colleges. What are your thoughts about what's going on? Still in the news.
I think the nature of the protests, even though it is a relatively small group of campuses, mm-hmm. the big story for me is not the revolution. It's not the kids and more likely these 40-year-old agitators who are manipulating the kids. What I think has been the story is how weak and childish the universities have been. And you know what I've noticed? What's almost that? Every place where the protesters were given every opportunity to cause trouble, mm-hmm. the presidents have all been females. True. You look at the University of That's Texas at Austin, mm-hmm. one of the most liberal places in this country. It's got a male president and he shut it down. Look at what DeSantis did in Florida when they tried to pull that nonsense there. They immediately stopped it. From Claudia Gay mm-hmm. all the way to this Mnuchin in Columbia, it seems to me that the places, the colleges that are the most unable to enforce law and order are the ones by these DEI mm-hmm. female hirees. Those are the ones can't seem to defend anything.
Well, I love the point. Thank you for that. I was looking at the anti-Semitism bill that Richie Torres from New York and Mike Lauder from New York put out. And this bill allows the Department of Education to send a third-party anti-Semitism monitor to any college that receives federal funding and to revoke that funding for colleges that don't comply. So they must have this third-party monitor for anti-Semitism. Let me just tell you something. In the first week of this, one of the things I noticed was they would say that the Jewish students felt threatened, but they would never say what was said, what was done. And it was, I think they're going to statements over and over and over. I think they're going to. I think they might do something to me. And they were arresting, right? So just on that. I mean, I can't say Uncle Milty's going to do something to me, arrest him. I mean, it has to happen, right? So they were arresting on that. None of the comments ever came out. Nothing came out about what. So this whole push was an anti-Semitism thing, and then of course war, to promote war. Uncle Milty?
Well, apparently you're not a fan of thought crime.
I'm not a fan of thought crime. So it was really strange, Dr. Pesta. It was like just a weird, they never had to disclose anything. They just hinted that something happened or something was said. It was just strange.
That is strange. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of the hand, other side of the mm-hmm. coin, if these protests were saying the exact same things to African-American kids mm-hmm. or LGBTQ mm-hmm. kids, you'd have the National Guard yeah. sweeping the campus, right? Right, right? And those kids would already have been expelled. Mm-hmm. So on the one hand, I think you're right. I think that many of the Jewish kids are taking serious the threats that are being said to them. But threats, of course, aren't the same thing as violence. And on the other hand, half of what's going on the campuses now would never be tolerated against a lot of other groups if they were at the middle of this hot crosshairs.
Can you imagine an anti-Semitism monitor in every class? And that's the job. So they have to find it. Because if you're getting paid to find it, you better do your job or you're fired. So you got to go around every school and find it. And Thomas Massey came out and said, excuse me, this is expressly prohibited by the U.S. Constitution.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'll go, I know we got a break, but
in about a minute.
The other thing that's really alarming about this is that, you said it very well, that on the one hand, this is free speech. On the other hand, free speech is already being denied across all kinds of other areas, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't use somebody's pronoun, Title IX, let's think about Title IX, which just criminalized any, let's just say, refusal to go along with the radical elements of the LGBTQ. So parents can lose children now if they don't do what the LGBTQ kids want. At a college campus, you don't use the right programs. Mm-hmm. Even a private college, the Title IX now gives itself the power to punish you. So when you stop and see where the real tyranny in this country comes from, it comes actually not even from kids on college campuses. It comes from the federal government.
Yes, and this is how they did the medical manipulation too. Remember the nursing homes, everything was controlled through Fed funding so they could do what they wanted to do.
Yep.
We shall be right back. Stay with us.